say, hey, the kids are outside playing. Want to fool around a little? My wife says, yeah, but make sure they don't catch us, Sam. So we head to the kitchen. I get out a saucepan and knock her on the fucking head. She gets out a kitchen knife and threatens to cut my balls off. We fool around a little. And then I head outside and take out the trash. Sunday night's midnight at my house. And all the dirty nappies, milk cartons, and little bits of shit that make it into our trash, I put them outside for the man to collect in the morning. And every Monday night, I come home to find my bin knocked over. That garbage man, you know, he's easy when he picks it up. Not so easy when it puts it down. So I go inside, and by this time it's about 6 or 7 o'clock. 60 minutes is about to start. My wife has made me a nice meal, eating tree veg. And the kids are in their pajamas. They just had a bath. They're off the bed, I read them a storybook. Turn the lights off, wish them good night. See you in the morning. So I make my way down the hallway. Glazed at the new pictures my wife has put up. Hey, nice frame, Fran. Nice frames, Fran. Thanks, Sam. I just had them on special. Finally, we got those duplicates we're looking for last time we were on holiday in Fort Lauderdale. They look great. Hey, Fran, you think you got any of that wedding between your cousin John and what was the name of that girl again? Alice. Oh, Alice, I says. She's a nice looking girl. I make my way to the end of the hallway, turn out all the lights. It's a greenhouse effect. You can't be too sure these days. And otherwise, we're trying to save a little bit of money. We want to get an extension out the back. I sit down on the couch, and I says to Fran, those frames that you got, Fran, those frames are swell. Fran says, thanks, Sam. I've been meaning to do it for a while with that extra money that I've been saving on the coupons at the shopping center. We just have enough money to get through this week. That's well, Fran. Hey, you want to fool around a little? Turns to me and said, there's a program that I want to listen to at 8:30 tonight. It's on the wireless, Sam. I'm getting a bit sick of the TV. The BBC World News really does it for me these days. I said, Fran, hey, why don't we take this plane around a little bit further? I said, Sam, it's my time of the month. So I says to her, ain't women supposed to be hitting their peak around about 35, 36? And Fran, you're 36. I'm tired tonight, Sam, she says. Yeah, I don't feel much like fooling around or taking it to third base. So I say, hey, Fran, how about those frames? You put as much energy into those frames as you do into our sex life. Monday night, Tuesday night, it's all a bit of a wait. Wednesday night's supposed to be our night. Wednesday night comes and goes. Thursday, I've got indoor cricket. You got pottery on Friday. And the kids are real busy on Saturday. I thought we had some kind of deal here that when I take out the trash and the kids are in bed, maybe I could come and sit next to you on the couch and fool around a little, Fran.
Well, since I've been taking my pottery classes, Ann, I've got lots of grit under my fingernails all the time. You know how it is. And the holiday photos from Fort Lauderdale were real swell. And I didn't put too much time into it. I'm a little tired, Sam.
I don't know, Fred. We've come such a long way since we were high school sweethearts. And it's around about this time that the man has got to count on his woman. I know you take care of me, but I really want to know whether you want to take this fool around just a little bit more seriously, Fred. I love the frames, Fred. Or the holiday in Fort Lauderdale was real swell, Fred. 60 minutes don't do it. Oh, taking out the trash don't do it. And sitting on the couch don't do it for me no more, man. Oh, wow, I need to express myself in a loving capacity, friend. And I'm part of the Association of Association Lovers and Wedded and Married Couples and things. I gotta know if this gotta last, friend. You don't hook me up no more, friend. There'll be no more holidays in Fort Lauderdale with the kids. We won't be able to see the spaceship taking off from Cape Canaveral. No more Frosty Boys. Days out at the beach fishing for brim. Hey, friend, I want to know, where did this end and where does it begin? Thank you. Good work, Fran. Nice frames, Fran.
We gotta take this pulling ramp all seriously.